Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What happens when we pray? What happens when we pray? Things that are happening today, we want to talk about today. And the Bible text is from Luke chapter 18, verse 1, where it says, then he spoke a parable to them, that is Jesus, then he spoke a parable to them, that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Men always ought to pray and not lose heart.
Amen.
The Bible tells us, in the whole Bible is telling us that we should pray all the time. What does it mean to pray? And what benefits do you get out of it? Today, everybody wants benefits. Without benefits, nobody's lifting a finger. So, however, despite the clear call to prayer and its promised benefits, many Christians struggle with maintaining a consistent prayer life. There are several reasons why this might be the case. One is busyness. In our fast-paced world, many people find themselves overwhelmed by their daily responsibilities. Work, family, social obligations can leave little room for quiet moments, reflection and prayer. Distraction is another one. The modern age is filled with distractions, from smartphones to social media. These distractions can make it difficult for individuals to focus their thoughts and engage in meaningful prayer. Another one is doubt and discouragement. Some Christians may struggle with doubts about the efficiency of prayer. When prayer seems unanswered, or when life's challenges are strong, and you feel the problems seem to be insurmountable, and it can be bring discouragement and lead to this decrease in prayer life. Lack of understanding is another one. Without a clear understanding of what prayer is and its significance, some may not see the value in prayer. They might view it as a ritual without recognizing its a deeper spiritual implication. Another one is spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is something we are fighting with every day, because prayer is a powerful tool in the spiritual realm. This can manifest as feelings of apathy or resistance when it comes to setting aside time for prayer. We know the devil doesn't want us to pray. He tries to stop us with all possible means. So understanding these challenges can help to address them and encourage in a more consistent and fervent prayer life for believers. By recognizing the obstacles, believers can seek solutions and support from deepen their relationship with God through prayer. So what happens when you pray? Do you ever wonder what happens when you pray? Sometimes we need a reminder. You may value prayer, you may pray very often, but when is the last time when you stopped to think about what is actually happening, what is taking place when you pray? Our prayer is more than words. This is spiritual, powerful, redemptive, indescribable, divine work that takes place when we pray. I want to give you 10 things the Word of God says will happen when you pray. First, when you pray, God works. In James 5:16, it says, "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." This is a great place to start, because our prayer by themselves don't change anything. Prayer doesn't change anything. It's God working through our prayer that makes a difference. The prayer, the God who is to whom you address, He has the authority, and prayer is a channel to use to access His authority. Number two, when you pray, God hears. 1 Peter 3:12, it says, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayer." Sometimes you may think God is not listening, but I tell you, He is listening. He listens to every single prayer. The enemy knows that prayers access God's powerful hand, so he speaks lies to get us to believe that prayer is failing and God is not listening, He has a deaf ear. So don't believe that lie. It's the devil. Number three, when you pray, God heals. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Healing is taking place in different forms. Prayers don't just produce physical healing, although that is one aspect of it. There is also spiritual healing, emotional healing, and relational healing that occurs when we pray. Broken marriages can be healed through the power of prayer. Number four, when you pray, God answers. 1 John 5:15, it says, "If we know that He hears us, and in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of Him." God hears every prayer. He answers every prayer. He answers prayer in one of three ways. Either He gives a yes, or a no, or not yet. Don't be discouraged if you get a no or not yet, because God has your best interest at heart. Number five, when you pray, God forgives. 1 John 1:9, it says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus shows us an example to ask for forgiveness. We have the promise from God's word that when we confess, He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. How powerful that is. Number six. When you pray, God protects. It says in John 17, verse 15, my prayer is not, that is Jesus who is talking, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. So Jesus is praying for us to be protected from the devil. This is actually a prayer that Jesus prayed over his disciples and us. It's a prayer of protection from the evil one. We should consistently ask the Lord to stand on our behalf against the evil one. He fights the battles that we could never face. Number seven. When you pray, victory awaits. In Matthew 26:41 it says, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. You simply cannot expect to be victorious over temptations outside of prayer. When you pray, you're taking home field advantage of the spiritual warfare. You're moving the battle from the flesh to the spirit, and that is where victory awaits. Number eight. When you pray, anxiety subsides. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Somebody said, anxiety is thinking about the things that you cannot control. When you pray, you take the things that you cannot control to the God who is in control. As you do, watch your anxiety begin to subside, along with the brother's worry and fear. Number nine. When you pray, trouble fades. James 5:13, it says, is any of you in trouble? He should pray. If you are in trouble, you should pray. There are testimonies of unbelievers who found themselves in the midst of a crisis calling out in prayer. Even without any religious background, there is a natural inclination to call out to God in trouble sometimes. Number 10. When you pray, lives change. Luke 18:1 we read before, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. The parable of Jesus was about a woman who persistently went to judge to get her protection, her rights. The ruler didn't grant her that request at first. It was only after her faithful persistence that the judge eventually granted her request. Prayer changes things, and prayer changes lives. What happens when you pray? Powerful things are happening when you pray. Supernatural things are happening when you pray. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks to be made for all men, for kings and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires that all men be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Most people think that praying is asking for things, requesting things. They say, I don't need anything, therefore I have no need to pray. There are those who think prayer is only for the weak. We do not pray for ourselves. Our prayer should be first to praise our Lord. There are different kinds of prayer. That is praising our God. And secondly, we should pray for others. And Paul wrote that we should pray for all men. How can you pray for all men? Here comes the gift of speaking in tongues. You cannot pray in your mind. What do you say? Blessing, 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 blessing. There's nothing you can say. But if you pray in tongues, you can pray for the person's real need. If you do not know how to pray in tongues, ask the Holy Spirit to give you that gift. Ephesians 6:18 says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions. To pray in the Spirit is to pray in tongues. Make all kinds of prayers, praise, requests, and intercession. Pray for those who govern our country. Pray that they do not listen to the evil people who command them to do wrong things. Pray that they make wise decisions. Pray for their protection. Pray for President Trump and President Putin. Pray for your local government. Pray for the police and the firefighters. Pray for your local, pray for your church and your pastor for his well-being and success. Pray for the people who attend your church. When you travel by public transport or by car, you see many people. Pray for them. While you're in the bus, while you're in the tram, while you're in the train, pray for the people you see. They don't need to see that you're praying for them. They don't need to know. Your prayer will change their lives.
With us, telling them anything or asking them anything.
You just pray.
Just pray.
Just pray. You can put your hand in front of your mouth, mm-hmm. So nobody sees that your mouth is opening and closing. Okay. Yeah.
So, Pastor, is it necessary, it's like praying quietly or shouting, which is good. Because sometimes you voice the Spirit will touch them, you pray loudly, you understand. But people also pray silently.
So, if you pray in the tram, or in a bus,
mm-hmm.
don't shout.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If you're at home, you can shout.
Shout, okay.
So that your neighbors are not disturbed.
Disturbed,
yeah. Prayer should not be in the mind.
Right.
It should be with the mouth. It should be with sound. But
yeah.
That sound can be very quiet.
Right.
It can be loud.
Loud, yeah.
So.
Because sometimes if I'm praying, it seems I'm trying to be calm, but it will be coming out.
It can wire up.
Like
yes,
something's
yes.
taking
yes.
you too.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's you're right. Yeah.
The spirit is high.
Mm. So when you're at a traffic light or at a railway station or airport, there are lots of people. Pray for them. Just start speaking in tongues about the people, and God will intervene. So when you pray like this, you will not finish within 1 hour. It's not a job that you can do and then it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer goes on, there is no end to it. Because there are always people who need our prayers.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why the Bible says, pray always without ceasing.
Listen.
When you pray in tongues, you can do that. Praying in the mind doesn't function. Because you don't know the needs of the people, but the Spirit knows that. If you don't need a gift, as I said, ask the Holy Spirit to give you that gift.
Mm-hmm.
When you start praying like this, you will attend all church prayer meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You get excited because you see prayers are being answered. The more prayer you see answered, the more you will pray. The more you pray, the more you attend the church and the prayer meetings. There is power in prayer. There is prayer works. Praying 24/7, that is what pleases God. As we make intercession for unbelievers and they are getting saved, you're pleased and the Heavenly Father is pleased. As you pray, expect results. Expect that your prayer will be answered, some very fast, immediately, and some after some time. But never pray when you don't expect anything. That's a waste of time. Have high expectations. And don't ask for little. Ask for much. And you will get it. Amen.
Sometimes, Pastor, my question is this.